Over time, the dragon dance became entertainment. People performed the dance at festivals such as the Spring or Lantern Festival. The dragon used in the dragon dance is long. It cannot go undetected. It can be from 5 feet, 2 meters, to over 300 feet, 100 meters long. It is made of bamboo, wood, cloth, and paper. Dancers use poles attached to the belly of the dragon to move it. The dancers have to be strong to carry the dragon, and they have to work together. If they don't, the dragon will tear apart, and that would be a pathetic sight. Feature box: Ancient Chinese Dance. One book tells us about ancient Chinese dance. The Book of Songs, written more than 2,000 years ago, includes dance imagery. Intermediaries, people who could communicate between people and natural forces, performed rites to make sure harvests were bountiful and rain plentiful. Some think that the dragon dance may have evolved from these early dances. This early choreography showed how the dragon moved. Caption: Dragon dancers prepare a dragon before a performance. There are many versions of the dragon dance. One starts with rhythmic drum beats. The drums build to a roaring sound to suggest the roar of a dragon. Sometimes a man leads the dance. He holds a pearl. The dragon follows the pearl, hoping to grab it. Both the man and the dragon dance to the same beat. At festivals, firecrackers are often set off during the dance. The noise and sparks symbolize the fire of the dragon. You might think that the dragon dance is the loudest dance in the world as the noise of firecrackers ricochets in the streets, but there is a folk dance from India that is even louder.